Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. Don't have an awful lot to talk about again. I need to get a grip, don't I? I've been in Kent for the weekend, so I haven't done huge amounts of creative things. I did do some art, actually. I've got a little sketchbook down there, and so I did a bit of art. But I mostly just played with Jeremy. Because he just fills me with joy. There's something about animals, isn't there? They just, yeah, everybody should have animals because they bring something to your life. Usually mess and smells, but, you know, there's more to it than just that. He's just so cute, especially when, cat owners will know this, especially when he turns upside down. So, why do cats do that? Why do cats put their head upside down? Very peculiar. Very cute, but very peculiar. That's basically what I've been doing all weekend. Technically, I've got a gig this week and I'm in an airing about doing it. I'm starting to feel nervous because it's been so long since I've done a gig. And, you know, it's a gong show again, which fills me with absolute dread. So, I don't know. Don't know what to do. I need to do it, really. I need to get off my backside and do it. I had a bit of crap news, to be honest, so I've been a bit down because I went for a job and I pretty much thought I was a shoo-in for it, and the interview went really well. You know, I mean, I've had interviews and you know whether you've got a job or not, and this one really did feel like it, apart from there was one red flag right at the very end and I chose to ignore that and thought, no, I've got this job. But actually, when you think back, it's like, yeah, I should have taken notice of that red flag. It's like when you go out with someone, isn't it? You just ignore all these bad things about them. But anyway, yeah, didn't get it. So been a bit fed up about that because it's been a long time since I've worked and the market is just dead. And I put that squarely at the foot of our leader, who is just, well, I mean, when you compare and contrast, doesn't matter what you think of Donald Trump. Yeah, I'm not saying one way or the other whether I think he's great or not. That's not the point I'm making here. But he does stand up and he loves his country. And he's positive. And then what do we get? We're going to release all the sausages. I just, you know. Anyway, I'm going to blame him because the market, the work market is dead. And of course, Sainsbury's are going to lose 3,000 people from their cafes, which actually I did do that at the weekend. So I worked in a Sainsbury's cafe when I was studying. So I went back to that cafe to, well, just for old time's sake, really, just to see what it's like. And the food was very nice. It's such a shame that it's going to go. But yeah, everything's got to move on, I suppose. I have to try and have a word with myself. You know, I don't want to be that person. I don't like change. But, I don't know, some things, I will miss that. I've got a lot of stories about that particular Sainsbury's branch. So, it used to be a saver centre when it was first built in the 70s, I think. And in the 80s, they announced that they were going to, it was very early 80s actually, I think, they announced that they were going to build something, and I can't remember what it was. But what I do know is that I had just been on a school trip to Streatham to the ice skating rink. And I set up a petition. This is me as a child. See, Megan, you're not the only one. But anyway, I set up a petition to have an ice rink instead. And I got my classmates to sign it and I sent it off and said, don't build whatever it was they were planning to build. Build an ice rink instead. Anyway, the managing director of Sainsbury's or Saver Centre, yeah, she wrote back and he invited me and three friends to come and have a tour of the place. He said, I'm very sorry, but we can't accommodate an ice rink for whatever reason, but do come and have a tour. So me and three friends went up and, yeah, we got to see, we went all the way over, you know, saw all the offices upstairs. It was really interesting. Anyway, fast forward a couple of years, and an ice rink was built in the area, the Ice Bowl. It's still there now. And that was built, and I have heard from somebody who, I can't remember now, but I heard some years later, that somebody that was on the board had the same name as the managing director of the Sabre Centre at the time. His name was John Peake, I think. So there you go. I like to think that I was instrumental in that ice rink being built. But I guess I'm never going to know, really, am I? If only I'd copyrighted the idea or got shares or something, I don't know. Because like I say, it's a thriving business even today. Much love and gratitude.